Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Welcome to another week on Mind Games. And this week we're looking at and considering our social world, and in particular, our virtual social world. So the social contact we have on websites, on chat rooms, and in that virtual space. And so it is very important for those people who might be listening to Mind Games online at the moment. Our lives are increasingly being lived in a virtual space. And some people actually say that the more time we spend in a virtual world, the more virtual our world actually becomes. And our the virtual world, chat rooms, sites where we actually communicate with people in that virtual space, are often lack the boundaries and have either new or no rules that normally govern our social contact with other people. And this allows people the space and the flexibility to kind of explore how the flexible elements of their identity. This often, unfortunately, steps into fantasy, and people, the websites and web chat rooms are quite commonly known as those spaces where what you see isn't necessarily what you get, and people are presenting aspects of themselves which may not actually be true to life. And so navigating this is going to be a very important part of our lives, both now and into the future. So my first tip, the first mind game about navigating this space would actually be to be quite cautious anytime you are in this environment. Get to know the space a little bit. Be a silent participator and actually do a little bit of research on the context and the nature of the site and the space and the conversation, the communication that happens there. Think about who might be accessing this space. Think about, as much as you can, the type of people that would be there, particularly if it's a website or a chat room geared around a specific content issue or topic. We'll dive into the virtual world again next week on Mind Games.